think it's just kind of coming off that game that we had. You know, he was just juiced. He saw that we gave our offense opportunity three times plus to win that game. So I think he's just seeing that the things that we did and the things that we can do and what we're capable of. So, he's our teammate, so we got to go out there and back him up for whatever he says. And that's what he says. That's what he believes. I believe the same thing, so we'll see what he, see we go out there and do it.
Are these Florida boys prepared for the cold weather? I looked, it might snow on Sunday.
I mean, it's one of those things that we come from different places. You know, I lived in Denver for 4 years. These other guys have been, you know, different places. So it's one of those things, it's gonna be an adjustment. But, you know, cold is cold. It doesn't matter. We still got to go out there and play a football game. So we'll be able to chill out, 3 hours after the game. So it doesn't matter.
How do you overcome an 0-9 team? You know, I mean, there's a lot of talk about them, but now they haven't won yet. How do you get your mind right to play a team that might not be as good as you?
I mean, it's one of those things I think we have to understand, you know, flip the mindset. It's one of those things that we're going into a team that, you know, now we're the hunted, so now we have to start beating the team we're supposed to beat. We just have to make sure we go out there and do what we're supposed to do. That team might be 0-8, but they've been in a lot of really close games, you know. So it's one of those things that if you go in there and think you're just going to go in there and waltz in there and walk out with a win, you're sorely mistaken, and our coaches have made that clear. And we know that as competitors. So I think only people that we're worried about them being 0-8 or being anything less than who they are is the media. We know they get paid too. They're going to go out there and fight and try to win, and that's what we're going to do.
You know your teammates. Are they all on board as hunters now?
As hunters? I think so. That's what we are. You know, we are hunters, and I think we're starting to get that respect as a team and as a unit, and we're starting to everybody know that we are hunters. So I think we are who we are, and now people are just starting to recognize it.
From a weather perspective, it'll be windy.
Yeah.
Does that give a defense an advantage, knowing, hey, they're going to be running the ball more than they throw it if the wind is that strong?
I mean, if it's tornado-sized winds out there, then, yeah, it'll give us one of those things that they're just going to run the ball. Now, they can't pass them, but some of those things that the weather, we just have to adjust. And if it's one of those windy, windy games where the winds are just swollen and they can't pass the ball, then we got to go out there and stuff to run like we did last week and be stout. So we'll see what the weather gives us, you know, but I know we're going to get the game plan ready, go stop that good offense and try to win this game.